From the enchanting Rainbow Room, high above St. Pete Athletic in the Warehouse Arts District, this is Arts Alive, the podcast of the St. Pete Catalyst. My name is Bill D. Young. I am proud to say today's guest is Maggie Duffy. She is managing editor of Creative Pinellas and a journalist, and I'm happy to say a colleague in a lot of ways, and very proud to have you here. Hi.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about Creative Pinellas. You got some groovy things coming up. Not to put the downward spin on it, but I'll start here. It's been exactly a year, more or less, since the county dropped the big one and said we're pulling your funding, but they gave you some funding to do some specific things. So it's called Making a Silk Purse Out of a Sow's Ear, and Margaret Murray has been on the podcast a couple of times, and we've talked about all that. We don't need to go into it particularly, but let's talk about, first of all, you got a big fundraiser coming up on the 5th of September at the gallery at Floridorama, which you said to me has a new name. It's like extra groovy orchestral maneuvers in the dark Florida. What's it called?
I believe it's the Floridorama Impact Gallery. So we'll be changing all of our language on our stuff about AMPED, which is our exhibition.
Yes.
To reflect the Floridorama Impact Gallery, which I think is a cool name.
The Floridorama is really kind of coming into its own.
Yeah.
And I'm very pleased to see it. It's called AMPED, Turn Up for the Arts. It's September 5th. It's a fundraising party.
Yes.
So essentially it's a DJ and dancing and...
Yeah, and it's an exhibition, and there's 50 artists. Mm-hmm. And the exhibition runs through November 1st, but opening night is September 5th, mm-hmm. and it's DJ Austin Vanderbleek, and then two of the artists that are from the exhibition are performers, so they'll perform.
Cello. Yes. Somebody's playing cello.
Yes. Liz Glushko.
But it's some kind of like hip-hop cello.
It's like electronica cello from what I...
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's really cool.
And another one is a vocalist. I do remember this.
Yeah.
That is on September 5th.
Yes.
And there's a costume party, like a Halloween costume party that's kind of related before the exhibition comes down.
That's right. Yeah. On October 31st is a Saturday. So Halloween, we said we've got to have a Halloween party. So we're going to have...
Ooh, Halloween is on a Saturday.
Yes. Ooh. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. So we're doing a costume party, and the theme is music. Like your favorite album cover or your favorite musical artist or your favorite music video.
I think the big news, for me anyway, is what's called Art Everywhere, a celebration of culture and creativity, which is a result of Visit St. Pete Clearwater and the county saying, here, take this money and give us something cool that tourists can say, look at what's going on.
Yeah.
It's the month of November. November 1st through 8th, if I've got this right, is St. Pete Museum Week.
Yes.
Where there's all kinds of performances and exhibitions.
Yeah.
And I love the collaborations between organizations. There's literary events throughout the month and like markets.
Yeah.
Tell me about the brainstorming that went into this, if you could, because that it also Visit St. Pete Clearwater is involved, and you also have the Arts Alliances from St. Pete and Clearwater.
Mm-hmm.
How did you guys come up with this thing?
Well, I guess Visit St. Pete Clearwater figured out some number about like that this Pinellas County has more art per square mile than anywhere else in Florida.
Oh, yes.
So, and we know that's true because we're in the arts community here. And so this program was established, and we had a wonderful response from organizations and individual artists. And having the Museum Week is really cool because that's going to be, it's cool to see the museums kind of all having like a collaboration of sorts.
It does feel like a celebration when you look at the whole list together.
Exactly. Yeah. And that Museum Week is, you know, kind of the debut of the Penny Lane Beatles Museum.
I mean, you just mentioned Craig and I are talking about, you know, the manager over there when it's going to happen and doing some more stuff. But they're involved and they're showing films in collaboration with Greenlight, which is across the street.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you about, I don't know if you know the details of this. It might have been one of Margaret's, like, secret weapons. but I'll ask anyway. For the Lollapalooza Festival at the end of November, mm-hmm. there's something called a staged boat Do you know what this is?
The Chapapalooza?
Is it Chapapalooza? Yeah, I wrote it down.
I wish it was Lollapalooza.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Chapapalooza.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
But something called a live, a staged boat, knowing that Chapapalooza takes place in Williams Park and there's really kind of no water there.
Yeah.
How does that work?
It's the Dockside Sessions, and it's going to be at Vinoy Park.
So there will during Chapapalooza.
Now, that would be weird to have a boat in Williams Park.
I was thinking, how are you going to pull that one off?
Yeah. So, you know, Chapapalooza is such a well-attended event, and
yeah.
So they, you know, it's a great idea to have live music going on while the, in addition to the other festivities.
I think in addition to showing visitors, which is the V word, which we got looming over us here.
Yeah.
This is a really good way to show the city what's out there, to show all of us.
Yes.
You know, I think the idea was to concentrate it. Am I right?
Yeah. And well, to really showcase how throughout the county, from Dunedin and Safety Harbor to, down St. Pete and then the beach, Indian Rocks Beach. And so, you know, we know that because of Creative Pinellas, you know, being so, being Creative Pinellas, and we represent Pinellas County artists. So it's a great way to showcase that. I mean, I'm excited about Dunedin Brewery is having a music festival with national acts. And so I'm anxious to see that.
The list is enormous. I could not memorize it. I tried.
Yeah, oh,
but
me neither.
This wasn't going to happen.
Me neither. Yeah, I mean, there's 28 experiences.
28, that's right. I remember them, you, saying on the list that I have that it's nearly 30.
Yeah.
I want to read you a quote from Margaret that was sent out to me. And this, I think this sums it up beautifully. Art everywhere will dramatically shift how the strength of our arts community plays a significant role in enhancing visitors' experiences and appreciation of our destination. There has been some reorganization since, the thing happened last year.
Yes.
I would just ask you, as I did with Margaret, how's everything going now? Is you kind of righted the ship and moving forward?
Yes, we are. We have a lot going on and it's exciting, but we still have more work to do and we still need to always try to have funding coming in and things like that. But we are excited to be opening AMPT and having, art everywhere. It's like, it's a really, really cool venture that's happening. But we don't want to get too far away from the message that we always will need support.
Are there any sort of long-term or future plans that you can talk about? I mean, the gallery's is gone now.
Yes, the gallery's gone. So we still have our collaboration with the St. Pete Clearwater International Airport.
I was out for that.
Yeah, you did. You came out for Juicy.
Yeah.
Which was a partnership with Heritage Village in celebration of their 50th anniversary.
Yes.
And so it was the Citrus Crate labels and then the cool blown glass artwork of Steve Hagen, which we got via the Duncan McClellan Gallery.
The way he put those little tiny blown things together. I remember looking at that and going,
it's mind blowing. It really is.
Yeah. It's glass blowing.
It is glass blowing.
So, I mean, down the road, are there any big exhibitions or anything that you can talk about?
We don't know about that. So, but we are really looking forward, and we're so grateful to Floridorama for offering their space for us. This is where I have put on a different hat as far as curating now, which I haven't done in a long time. And so I'm very excited to be doing that again.
You have, a degree in art history or something?
Yeah.
From?
USF.
Oh, okay. What are you from, Chicago originally?
I was born there, but I moved back to Florida. My mom's from St. Pete. And so we moved back to Florida when I was like 3 or 4.
Where'd you go to school? Were you in Tampa? Were you in St. Pete?
Well, we moved around a lot after that. And so we moved to Tampa Bay in 89, and we lived in Clearwater.
Okay.
And then moved around again, and then I came back, and I went to Shorecrest High School, preparatory school.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And then went to SPJC and USF.
Yeah. I went a very similar route, but then ended up going to UF in Gainesville.
Oh, that's cool.
It was cool for a while, until my marriage fell apart.
Oh,
that's for another time. Why arts? Is that just something that's always fascinated you? I mean, did you know from an early age this is where I'm going? arts journalism?
Or? No, no, not at all. I mean, my parents were both journalists, so I grew up around newsrooms and things, and always was exposed to art. And back when I was a kid in the 80s, there was a lot of art education in the schools.
Yeah.
So
remember those days?
Yeah, right? The good old days. And I was very into theater and dance and all that. And then throughout high school, I mean, I took art. I'm not very good as a visual artist.
Oh, I'm terrible. Yeah.
But I really didn't know what I was going to do, but I took a humanities class at SPJC that I was like, I really enjoy this. And it sort of set me in the direction of art history.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. From USF.
Yeah.
Where did journalism come into it for you?
I got a part-time job at the Tampa Bay Times in 2006 as an editorial assistant. And then,
what does that mean? You get coffee?
No, I actually edited the syndicated columns. It was Bridge, Horoscope, and the advice columns.
Yeah,
I did a lot of cool stuff there. For a while, I worked like helping people research, like in the clips, like finding old clips and stuff. People,
oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, you got to start somewhere. I'll tell you, in Gainesville, one of my first jobs was, you know, collating the comic strips when they came in the mail from King Features. You know, this is that week. And, you know, and I don't think I brought anybody coffee. But you got to start somewhere. Yeah. So, but you started writing at some point.
At some point, yeah, I did. So we had a column called Reader's Exchange, and people would write in looking for, like, typewriters or something like that. Yeah. I always joke it was like Craigslist for the elderly.
Swap shop. Yeah.
So I sort of like got into a bit of writing in that, and, you know, very cheerful kind of not hard-hitting journalism. And then I just kept that job throughout and started working at Florida Craft Art Gallery as a gallery manager. And so I kept the job. And then when I was ready to go from Florida Craft Art, I came back to the Times and asked to do more stuff. And so they let me, and eventually that led to more writing. And then when Lenny Bennett, the art critic, retired, I kind of put my hand up and said, I've written a lot of papers about art in college. So, and that's really how it all started.
So this was what, was it 2009 you started writing, or 7?
No, well, it was 2015 or 16.
Oh, it was a few years later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you were already pretty well versed in what was going on here. The Renaissance hadn't really even started yet.
Right.
Of the way it is now.
Well, we got to see, you know, working at Florida Craft Art, which is in downtown St. Pete.
Yeah.
Watching the 600 block transform into artists, you know, studios and galleries, and then just the wave of creativity that came after that, including the, you know, Creative Pinellas forming.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I wish I'd been around then. I hear about the 600 block all the time.
Yeah.
Mostly from Derek Donnelly, who loves to talk about it. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Derek.
But yeah, no, it's very cool, though. Yeah, eventually, you started writing about other stuff.
Yes.
How did that happen? I mean, when I moved back here, Jay Cridlin was doing all the music and all that stuff. Yeah.
So when the pandemic happened and everything, you know, shut down, and we didn't know for how long, we didn't know it'd only be like 2 months before things were reopening again. We reconfigured, and Jay is an amazing writer and editor.
Yeah.
And so he started doing business, I think working for the business team.
Mm-hmm.
And then our team, Life and Culture, sort of got really focused on food. And so then I was doing theater, music and arts, and then the focus really was getting more to be about food, and so then I started writing about helping, you know, because and our dining food and dining critic was on a big project about Kratom.
So you wrote about food,
so
too.
I was like openings and closings, and I would come up with these lists of like where to get the best sandwich and things like that.
I think that what a hallmark of a good journalist and successful journalist, especially today, is to be versatile like that. Is to be able to do different things.
Yeah.
We have a saying around the Catalyst that the stories that get the most attention are either about restaurants or, you know, lost dogs.
Animals are always.
I
wrote about Matthew McGee's dog Brian.
Oh,
that died when he died.
Oh, that was
that
so
was
sad.
A good one.
Yeah, hey Matt.
Hey Matt. R.I.P. Brian.
So you started with Creative Pinellas as there's a newsletter.
Going to be a magazine. They had a magazine, and it was it's always been digital, and it was robust, but but we wanted to sort of reconfigure it, and that's what I was brought on to do. Mm-hmm. And we had it all planned. You know, it was like I had stories banked, like everything, and it was going to be really cool.
I remember talking with you about it when this was coming.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, so, but when the funding cut happened, we just had to regroup.
Yeah.
And luckily, I kept my job. And I'm happy to be doing all sorts of different things now in the arts. I feel very grateful and lucky to be doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. Listen, I know that feeling.
Yeah,
you know, I've been through the mill of journalism in different places.
Yeah.
And Catalyst is almost 9 years old now.
That's amazing.
Which is amazing.
And, yeah.
You know, but your title is managing editor, which is like a newspaper name to me.
Yeah.
Was that like a holdover from the magazine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out what my... I mean, we've gone through strategic planning and all this kind of stuff. So,
Do you guys have a physical office now, or is this just in the ether? You guys just talk to each other over Zoom and that.
We do. Yep, Google Meet, and then we once a month we meet in person. But we've been out in the community a lot lately.
Yeah,
and so that's been really good.
Yeah, when I'm not going to say if, but when Art Everywhere is a big success and does what we all know it's going to do, I mean, do you guys sort of think, well, the county's going to, I hope they do, recognize how important what you guys do is.
I hope so, too. And I hope that we're able to do it again next year and make it an annual event.
Oh, do it in the springtime, too. Do it twice a year. Oh, come on.
Yeah,
let me ask you a final question. LaShonda brought this up, and it's a good one. To talk about Amped, which, again, is happening on September the 5th.
Yeah.
The artists that are there, how many, who are they? Are they all, they're all local people? Yeah. Are these special works for this exhibit?
Most of them aren't special for the exhibit, but there are, we opened it up to Hillsborough County artists as well.
Oh, there you go.
So there's some new names that haven't shown with Creative Pinellas before.
Yeah.
Very excited. There's just all kinds of work. There's, you know, paintings, photography, there's sculpture, there's mixed media, it's such a good show. It's going to be
Where do you set up? Is it in that big room where they do things, or is it off in the side room where you and I have talked before?
Yeah, it's where they typically show the
writer thing.
Where they typically show art exhibitions.
What's an Impact Gallery?
The Floridorama Impact Gallery.
Impact Gallery.
we're having this partnership with Green Light Cinema and Uncommon Thread.
Oh, Uncommon Thread. Oh, yeah. I can't remember her name. She's very nice. I did the introductory story with her.
Oh, Shannon. Yeah,
Shannon.
I haven't had the pleasure of meeting her yet, but.
Yeah, she's great. Tell her I said hi.
Oh, okay, I will. we're doing Craft Club Cinema, where people are invited to come watch a movie and also knit or crochet or doodle or whatever it is they do to keep their hands busy while they're watching a movie. And the first one is 51st Dates, and it's August 30th.
Oh.
And then we'll have The Princess Bride.
Wait, August 30th is
that's
a couple days
Sunday
from now.
Yeah. The next one will be on September 20th, and that's The Princess Bride.
Oh.
And then it's Cocoon on October 25th. So
this is at Greenlight.
Yeah.
Now, this information is on your website somewhere?
Yes, it is. It's on our homepage, actually.
Oh, brilliant. Mm-hmm. Okay. August 30th, it's 51st Dates.
Yeah.
You know, Amy, my wife asked me that. She saw that.
Yeah.
And she said, what's that? And I said, it's actually a very funny movie.
With
Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. Yeah.
I watched it on a plane for the first time I ever saw it.
I think I might have seen it. It's that kind of movie, but it's very cute.
Yeah, it's adorable.
So people will sit there and do their handiwork.
Craft. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
You know, we're providing some lap desks and task lights, and so... Yeah.
That's unique. You're thinking outside the box
is required, I think. It's art. We have to, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what it's all about, Alfie, as they say. So that is, what is that? That's Sunday.
Yeah.
Wow. That's just a couple of days away. Mm-hmm. Maggie Duffy, what a pleasure to talk to you. Before I do all that and sign off, who do you write for now? I still see your byline around.
Yes. I write for Bay Magazine. I still have a monthly column there. It's a beautiful magazine. And then I also am with Tampa Bay Arts Passport. And we have an arts talk show also called the Peanut Gallery.
Oh, that's cool.
I also write for The Artisan and... The Gabber.
The Gabber.
Hello. How could I forget?
No, I do
most.
You do theater for The Gabber?
I do a lot of theater and features.
great.
Yeah.
I just saw Kathy the other day at
Florida Fest. Yeah.
You're wearing a million hats as always.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It is such a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, it's been my pleasure to talk to you too.
We want to direct everybody to creativepinellas.org to find out more about all these wonderful things that are happening. Maggie, thanks again. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.